This is the Alan and Carly podcast.
Hello and welcome to the podcast. It's Friday, and as per Friday tradition, tight and bright, baby. So I can tell you right now, your letter is L for Lima for Monday's Alpha Bucks, Carly.
Okay.
Starting with L, name me. Well, this is very easy. Yep, here we go. Name me, starting with L, a country in Africa.
Libya.
There you go. That's the hardest one.
That is. Okay.
That is the hardest one. The rest.
Well,
there's
not another one, is there?
So we got Libya and what did you say? Libya.
Libya.
So Libya's there, and then we got Libya. I don't know how to. I assume it's spelled L-I-B-Y-A. Okay. So
Maybe just say Libya.
It's fun to say. It's got a nice ring to it as well. So there you go. That is how you win Alpha Bucks.
Certainly is.
Yeah, I'm looking at it. It's very easy on Monday.
Oh, good, because we want to give it away. We've been wanting to give it away for a while now.
Yeah. When was the last one? About 5 weeks ago.
Yeah.
Yeah. So let's
go
it.
Off.
Always due, but please,
please,
get away, please,
please.
That's an in joke. You're welcome to it, bud. Please,
please.
Join the
Is pod. It an in joke?
It's kind of an in joke. It's like just... Carly has this thing where I'll explain it. Carly has a thing where she kind of begs every now and then for just it's normally
like
for dumb
say
reasons.
I want a guest on the show or something.
Yeah, or like,
please.
Or like you need to go to the bathroom while we're doing a drive, and you'd be like, "Can we go to the bathroom the next thing?" And I'll be like, "Yeah, yeah." You go, "Please,
please." That's when you know I really want something, when you hear that exacerbated, yep. Please.
Please.
Well, my mum always told me, you know, you've got to use your manners.
You've got to use your manners.
So like a normal thing, if I'm like not that into it. So, Alan, can you pass me that pen, please?
Yep.
But if I'm like desperate and I've got to write something down, you know, I want to do something, you know, I'll be like, Alan, can you please pass me that pen? Please. And then you'll know it's an emergency.
Then I know it's an emergency. Although it's starting to just
but
naturally
now you're
crawl.
Doing it. Now Shelby's doing it.
It's just crawling into our normal kind of vocab anyway. So
it really is.
It's losing the sense of urgency.
No, I think I still understand.
Please!
You know who doesn't use it a lot is Shelby. So when she does,
yeah,
like,
that's true.
It's a good way to get us. Like, sometimes we'll have to do a lot of things.
Well Shelby's version is just do it. Like, she's like Nike.
Oh, yeah, she could just do it.
Because she'll go, oh, we're going to do an interview after the show. And I'll be like, I don't want. She goes, just do it!
Just do it!
And I'm like, you're hurting me. Just do it!
Or she sometimes does pull out the please.
Nah, she's more of a just do it and aggressively, like, stares at me. Makes me scared. Anyway, enjoy the podcast.
Alan and Carly, the podcast.
Joining me now is Carly, but not in the studio. She is out in our office. Hello, Carly. Are you there?
I am here and I am raring to go. I'm like a, you know, dog at a gate at the dog park. Just, you know, raring to run.
Okay. So for context, yesterday you discovered that you're going to be doing the HBF run for a reason. That wasn't news. You knew that.
Yes.
What was news to you is that you had put yourself into the fastest running category for the 4K run, meaning that you have to run in 20 to 25 minutes.
Yes. Now, I blame my fat fingers. I don't know. Sometimes I clicked the wrong thing. I did not know I'd done this.
Yeah.
Now, I thought I've committed here,
yep.
And I'm a woman of my word.
Yeah.
So we've crunched the numbers. We've done the maths. Now,
yep.
I've done no training, but this is simple, right? So we figured out that all I have to do to be able to stay in this time frame is do a kilometre in 5 minutes.
6 minutes.
Oh, six.
Yeah.
Oh, plenty of time. That's an extra minute.
So what we did yesterday after the show is we mapped out in our office area 1 kilometre. We figured it out. That would mean you'd have to run around this little circuit that we've organised in our office,
yep.
20 times.
Yes.
So if you can pull that off under 6 minutes, then you'll have no problem nailing this.
Easy. I just have to times that by four. I'm at the end.
Absolutely. Now, we're not going to make you obviously do the full 4K. So we're just going to make you do 1 kilometre. In
yes.
saying that, that's
still...
I don't
think I got the four in me, to be honest.
No, I don't think so either. We are excited to see it. You are literally going to be kind of dodging a few people. I noticed that there's little steps you have to jump up on. Our producer Shelby's out there ready to count the amount of laps that you're doing.
Yep.
So the way it's going to work is we'll get you started. We'll go to a song.
Okay.
And you'll obviously keep pounding it out. But yep. I figure for the first minute, we should probably get you going.
Oh, so, it's right now?
Well, almost. Are you,
okay.
Are you ready?
I'm as ready as
Do you need
as
some
I ever
inspirational
be-
like bit of this?
Oh, now
on?
There we are. Okay, now, are we going to do a 3, 2, 1 or something?
It's like, up to you, mate. It's your kilometre,
right.
You know?
Okay, well, Shelby's ready. She's got her finger hovering over the button for my time.
Yep.
Ready?
Yep.
Set.
Okay.
Here I go!
There she goes.
All right. Oh, you know what? This is faster than I imagined.
She's
oh
running
my God.
With a microphone.
Whoa. My hair is flowing. Okay, I'm coming around the circuit
I can't
now.
See her yet
okay.
in the
here
studio
I go.
Where I am.
There I go, quick.
Oh, there she goes.
I just waved. Did
that
you see
was,
me?
Oh,
you barely saw me. I was so quick.
That was a slow
now,
pace.
The thing is, sometimes they say when it comes to these longer runs is, That's one, shall we? Don't you do me dirty. I hope she can count to 20. Did we check that?
I don't know.
Now, okay, I'm not going to lie. This is where the pain starts to set in. Lap two, okay? This is where you need the motivation. This is where the breath's starting to get heavier. This is where...
Okay, she's done a second lap past me.
Yeah, you barely saw me, did you? Okay, now, how much longer have I got? Now, that's two, shall we? Two, two, two. Also, she just denied my high five. That was rude.
Yep.
Okay, now, I've got...
I reckon we can get maybe two more out of you. We'll go to a song, okay. And then we'll let
Wait,
you keep
I'm
going.
Wait, I'm going to the studio window.
Where is she? There we are. There we go. Okay. Nice wave.
Okay. Now, I'm just going to do a time check with Shelby just to see where I'm coming to the home stretch.
Okay. So that's three Shelby. Laps.
All right. One minute. 1 minute. 3 minutes. 3 laps. 1 minute. Okay, I'll get up the ante.
Okay.
I'll get up the ante. Okay.
Maybe less talking, okay. Maybe. I should...
Okay,
yeah?
That not spot
I think we'll do that during the song is that I wanted to see her. Right. There she goes. Okay, all right. I'm bringing her mic down. All right, so that's going to be Carly during this song is doing the continuous lap. She is running now, by the way. She imagine Phoebe from Friends the way she used to run. It's very, very similar. Let's go to a song while Carly keeps banging out these laps, and we'll let you know how she goes after this. That was a three-minute song, and let me tell you something right now. That was probably the longest 3 minutes of Carly Porch's life. Let's cross now to producer Shelby. Are you there?
Hey, Alan, I'm here.
Okay, so for people who missed it, Carly is doing 20 laps of our office right now, because that will equal to about a kilometre, to see if she even has a chance of equaling that top category that she's put herself in for HBF Run for a Reason. So as we're speaking right now, she is fanging it. She is running laps. How does she look, Shelby?
I mean, a little bit more enthusiastic now we're going to air, to be honest.
Okay, yeah, she is motivated by being by the spotlight, so that does make sense to me.
There's definitely some sweat happening.
So your
hair is running in the wind.
You've got a timer in front of you. You've got the lap count. How's she looking?
I do. So we're at 5 minutes 30 at the moment.
Okay.
She started by doing about 22 yep. seconds for each lap.
Okay.
Now they're about 30 seconds each lap.
Yep.
Which I don't actually think is that
it's
bad.
It's not that bad.
And we
but...
are currently on lap 13.
13? And she's actually, almost at 6 minutes.
Yep. Okay, there we go. We just did lap. Now we're on lap 14. She's actually doing very
Not
well.
Not really.
As far
she's
as
meant
timing.
To get it done less than 6 minutes.
I mean, it was pretty close, though.
I mean, look, this is me coming as someone that's not running at all. Like, the judgment isn't for that. I'm just looking out for her. But realistically, she's on coming up to lap 15
yep,
now. She's on the home stretch.
Literally on. I'm going to give it to her and she
yeah,
can
give her the
do
mic,
the last
give her the
last
mic. see if she grabs the mic like a bat.
Hello.
Like, whoa.
I'm here.
Hello, Carly.
I don't feel like I'm here, but I'm here.
You're on lap 14, I think I heard. Was
no,
it
15.
15. I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. So you got five more laps left.
Yeah,
and
easy.
Shelby just told me that you've done it in like 6 minutes. So your time's already kind of flat.
Oh, well, I don't need to keep running then.
Well, you've got to see what your average is going to be. Do you reckon you can do another? Because realistically, the HBF Run for a Reason, you'd be doing like, you know, another 60 laps on top of the 20.
What?
Right?
60?
Well, yeah, because that's 4 kilometres, right?
I don't know.
Mapped out yesterday.
As we've learned, I haven't thought this through, Alan.
No, we have learned that. How do you feel?
Not good.
No?
No, I feel like a human blender. Everything's coming up. Everything's getting shook around.
Okay.
Things hurt.
Wait, are you running past my window again? I can't see
you.
Give me a wave. Hey, Carly.
Give me a wave, please. Okay, physically, I'm not up to this.
No.
Gemma, I need an inspirational quote. Go.
Let's go.
Oh, you're getting motivation in the office.
That's not inspirational. I'm already going. I need something like, I don't know, a quote from at least Miley Cyrus or something, please.
You can do it. It was like she's in the room.
Okay. Now, well, how close am I?
Well, so what lap are you up to now? 17?
I lost count.
You've lost count. I tell you what, when you pass Shelby again, hand her back the mic.
Okay.
You need to go faster as well.
What?
That's a dawdle. You're jogging, not running.
I physically can't.
It's run
faster.
For a reason, not slow poke walk.
I'm losing reasons.
Okay. The boss has just walked in, by the
All
way.
Right.
He's got a weird look.
Alan,
Shelby,
I'm give you a time update.
Yeah, please.
So we are currently on lap 18. She's
yep.
only got two
more
to
left.
Go.
Yeah, and what's the time?
Unfortunately, we are very far on the time. We're at 7 minutes 50. Well and truly over the 6 minutes, but I mean, she's going.
She is going.
I will say, she hasn't slowed down that much, considering.
Yeah, no, for sure.
Oh, here she comes again, so we're just about to do lap.
Yep.
Like, two more laps.
Two That was the sound of someone very much in regret, I think.
Oh, my God.
Oh, that's so good. I love it. But to paint a picture, there we got a very, not a huge office, but she is doing these laps, and everyone's starting to come into work now looking at her like she's gone absolutely crazy, which I do enjoy, to be honest with you. All right, so this is, what are we at, last lap?
She's just about to come to me. We're going to come to her last lap. We're at 8 minutes 30.
Okay.
This is the last lap, Carly.
Here we go. One more lap after she reaches you. Is that right?
This is going to be my last lap ever.
Well, no, you got Sunday. Right. You got to do another 80 of these, so you're fine.
Know. I'm going to have to do this, right?
All right, come on. Last one.
Okay, Turbo Carly, go!
Here we go. Use this music to inspire, give you inspiration.
I'm on the home stretch.
Here we go.
I needed that. What would you know? Right, here we
She's
go.
Done it?
Woo!
She's done it!
Oh, how'd I do?
Terribly.
9:02. That's my PB.
All right, 9 minutes. So times that by four. That means you're going to get this run done in 36 minutes. Last year, you did a 4K walk in 30 minutes.
You know what? There's always room for improvement.
There certainly is.
But there isn't here.
You're calling it.
I did the best I can. And you know what? That's the best you got. Or you're going to get. I can't do any more. Right. My body's rebelling as we speak.
Thank you, Carly. Thank you, Shelby. One, Carly Porch is joining me again in the studio. Hello.
Hi.
Mate, you're broken.
I'm a broken woman.
Yep.
I'm half myself. Well, I hope so. I hope that's how cardio works.
You, in case people missed it, you decided to try out the 1 kilometre of your 4 kilometres that you've got to do on Sunday around the office, doing 20 laps around the office. Your average time was 9 minutes per for the 1K, which means you need to do half that time on Sunday. How are you feeling?
Not well.
You just burped.
Regretful.
Before, and you didn't. You almost puked, I think.
Yeah, there was, as I kind of explained it mid-run, I felt like a human blender. You know, when your body has never done that much movement at once and then you do it all at once, it kind of, it's almost like your body doesn't want to. It's this weird thing where it rebels, and and right now my body is rebelling in every way it can. It's like a teenager right now. It's just carrying on aches and pains.
Yeah.
Now, I don't know, Alan, if I will be able to do Sunday. I don't know if I'll be recovered
committed.
In time. I don't.
It's run for a reason. What's your reason?
Like I said before, I am losing a reason.
You need a reason to live.
I'm trying to find that too. Do you know what? I have a new respect for people that run, you know. I mean, I've always respected people that run. I never was one of them until now. And
oh, well, from what I saw, you barely were running, to be honest.
That was full capacity. That was pedal to Carly's metal. Okay? That was me to the floor.
Well, mate.
And I'm almost on the floor now.
Well, good luck for Sunday.
I can't do that times four. I can't do it.
But you're already committed. What will HBF say?
God, I hate past me. Damn you, Carly. Damn you!
Alan and Carly, the podcast.
Hit breakfast with Alan and Carly, and I'm excited for this one kicking off on Paramount today.
New Top Gear Australia is coming, and it's making tracks around the world.
Hello from Australia.
You're a top class idiot.
This is one of the most iconic Ferraris ever made, and I've got two words for you.
Midlife crisis.
Yes, and one of the hosts join us now, Jonathan LaPaglia. Good morning. How are you?
Morning. I'm good. I'm good. How are you?
Man, doing well. It's always a pleasure to be chatting to a survivor legend like yourself, and now you're pivoting into the car game. How was it to film it? It looks like you guys had a lot of fun.
It was a wild ride. It took us 4 months, and we were globetrotting all over the world. We went from Colombia to the U.S. to Europe. And even Albion Park, it was a whirlwind. But, you know, I think it's turned out to be a fun ride.
That's good
to hear. Everyone else feels that way when they watch it.
Now, quite often you have a medical team on standby when you're driving these vehicles and you're doing these extreme speeds. But lo and behold, you could have done your own medical work. You actually used to be an emergency doctor.
Yeah, that's right. There was some, you know, we had budget cuts on the show, so they're like, yeah, forget about the medical team. We'll employ a host who can do both things. So actually, they don't want to use me. They don't want to use me. My, my medical knowledge is a little rusty. I know how to use a Band-Aid, but beyond that, you know, it's pretty crap.
Okay, in all your years of working on Survivor, obviously they're put in some pretty physical conditions. Have you ever had to use those medical skills?
Yes, on occasion, because, you know, I'm first on site, you know, in a challenge, and that's usually where we have, you know, accidents and whatnot. So, you know, I'm first on site, but we have an excellent medical team that comes in and pushes me aside and takes over. It's fine. It's okay.
Have you said to them, no, I have training too. I'm not just overstepping here.
That's right. I'm not just a dumb host, even though I look like one.
I like the idea more as like JLP sees someone there, he like goes, oh, they're about to faint. And they faint, you just called it. Medical knowledge. When it comes to Top Gear, we heard about the UK one being almost impossible to put insurance on because of like obviously all the stunts, the amount of the cars and stuff. After watching some of the trailer now, I've seen cars going on fire, I see caravans exploding. How are you guys going to get insurance for the second season? It looks almost impossible.
Yeah, look, I think it was difficult getting insurance this season. Yes, you're right. The insurance companies are not happy with us. So we'll cross that bridge when we get to season two. We need to get a season two first. So from your lips to God's ears, hopefully we will.
Obviously, you're alongside Bo Ryan and Blair as well. Did all of you guys know how to drive a manual, or did anyone have to learn before coming into the season?
You know, Bo can, he knows how to handle a football, but that's it. He can't do much else. So, yeah, we had to teach him a few things. No, he's a dark horse. He's like, you know, I don't know how to drive, but he's actually really good. And I think that's the sportsman in him. He's very competitive, you know, so he's actually very good out on the track.
Yeah, I feel like he'd just be cranking the gearbox, absolutely destroying it. Before we let you go, if you had the option to drive between our two cars, which one would you choose? Mine is a 2008 Toyota Orion named Cinnamon with over 300,000 kilometres on the odometer. And Carla, your car is
a Honda Jazz 2006.
Yeah, with a crushed up back. Which one are you driving, JLP?
You know what? I'm going to go the Jazz.
What?
The Jazz is, that's a fun car. That is a fun little car.
It's got great storage options.
And I love the fact that the back of it's crushed in. Look, I live by the motto, if you're not breaking it, you're not using it correctly. So
exactly.
The fact that you've broken it means that you're using the car right.
Well, Top Gear Australia is streaming on Paramount Plus from today. Make sure you check it out. JLP, an absolute pleasure.
Thanks, mate.
Alan and Carly, the podcast.
This is something that did the rounds a little earlier in the year, and that was a list of 118 reasons why a model by the name of Ellie has put together as to why she basically doesn't want to have kids. So at the time, this list kind of, obviously something like that is very polarizing, but it resonated with a lot of people.
Absolutely.
But then, of course, it caused a bit of a stir with a lot of people as well. So, you know, I feel like, you know, she's just sharing her opinion. And for me, I actually think that it's quite thoughtful because it goes to show that she's kind of arrived at this decision. And 118 points is a lot.
Yeah, it's a lot, isn't it? But you know what? If they're all valid.
Well, she's kind of arrived at this decision by outlining just why she does not want kids, you know, rather than just making a blanket statement. And some of them, you're like, okay, I kind of see some legitimacy there.
It must be frustrating. I think this is a thing that mainly women are getting more than guys, but like people go out to you guys, so when are you having kids or what are you going to be having kids? And then,
well, as a woman in her early 30s that's married,
yeah.
I mean, mid to early, I can certainly relate. But
not coming for you on this one.
I will say, though, I think that most, like for me personally at this stage of my life, we do not want to have kids, you know, and I've spoken to you about this. I think I've spoken about this on air. So I think most people in my life by now know that that's where I'm at with that decision.
This is a big surprise.
Russell, if you're listening.
Sorry, Russell. You really should have had that conversation.
But I certainly relate to a lot of the things that this lady has put together. So let's go through some of them. She said, there will never be a break from parenthood. Now, that's something that's run through my mind. I go, what if you don't like it? You can't just, you know,
I think we need to set this up as well. I have a kid on the way, by the way.
Yeah, but Alan, but here's the thing.
July.
There's pros and
two
cons.
Months.
Look, we're looking at the cons list, right?
Well, let's see. Maybe I can correct the cons. All right, so what's the first con? Sorry, it was...
You know, you can never take a break from parenthood.
But why do you want to?
Well, there you go. Maybe you'll love it that much. You know, you won't want a break.
We'll see.
Terrible twos.
But what, terrible 18s, terrible 35s.
There you go. They can be terrible at any age.
Absolutely. I'm working really hard at the terrible 36s.
Kids can be wildly embarrassing. Now, this one doesn't really
so
affect
Carly
me.
Borch.
I was going to say, as someone that lives in the realm of embarrassment at all times, doesn't really affect me.
Where's pajamas to wear this week?
Now, she's kind of gone into as well some of the more, I guess, physical side of things, because as a woman, she'll be the one bearing the child.
Yep.
Rapid pregnancy hair growth. Now, I wouldn't actually mind that one.
Yeah, no, that's a thing. That's a legit thing. Yeah, you grow it. But then as soon as you have the baby, a lot of it falls out.
Oh.
Yeah. It's like you get, so I remember my friend Alicia, she was like loving it. She said, my hair looks like a mermaid's when she was like really like late in the pregnancy. And then when I caught up with her early days of having the baby, she's like, it's all falling out. And I was like, aw. She still has lots of hair, to be fair.
Now, there's one point here that kind of freaks me out that I've never really thought about. Number 19.
Here we go.
They can poo inside you.
Do you want to hear the most disgusting story of your life? It involves me and poo and a baby.
No. Actually, I'm good on that.
Let's just say, when my mum gave birth to me, someone needed to go, and someone did.
Oh, my God. How do you even know that story, please?
Because my mum tells me every Christmas. Every Christmas, my mum tells me that story.
Wow. Okay.
Yep.
I think that's where we leave it.
So we've got 118 more. Do we want to keep going or do you want to just leave it there?
I think we leave it there. I don't want to elaborate on any point. I'm scared to bring up any others.
Okay. It was a lot.
Alan and Carly, the podcast.
We've talked about this here and there. I've got mates who are very, a catch-up's just not enough for a lot of these people. For some reason,
Your friends?
I don't know how, but I've just got particular mates that when you catch up with them, a coffee or a beer just isn't enough. Do you know what I mean?
So they're dragging you out of your comfort zone, I guess.
No, it's more of a case of like, they just want to, like, I guess they're so happy to hang out with me. And who can blame them? That they want it to be a full day of activities. So,
oh my God, how can you afford this?
It's kind of a thing that guys do. I don't know why, but it's like
you have to be doing an activity. Like, whereas with my friends, I can literally say,
women are so tactical
and
smart.
Do you want to come round, put a face mask on, and watch some trash TV?
Yeah.
And that's like a perfect hangout.
Or just go out for dinner, and that's enough for women. That you do that, have a great time, see them, and you're off, and you've had your whole day.
Oh my God, the best thing that my friend can ever say, and this is like the best thing is when you go, do you want to get in our comfy clothes, drink wine,
which for you is all your clothes, I assume.
That is like, that's like peak friendship time. That is like quality friendship time for me.
Well, that's not me. That's not my mates. So in the past, I mentioned that things like escape rooms is like a
big
one.
That is so tedious.
Playing golf, which is not for me.
Oh my God.
Going on to mazes, to like you name
it. So why do you have to be in a constant state of confusion when you're around your friends?
Yeah, that's a great question. So my mate the other day.
What are they trying to hide?
And the thing is, this isn't like one group of mates either. This is multiple different people who, like, whenever you catch up, it's like a coffee and a beer is just not enough. I've got a few that are like that, and I see them a lot more often, let me tell you that much. But there's one mate in particular I'm going to talk about now, and he messaged me the other day and goes, hey, man, it's been a little while since we caught up. And I went, yeah, you're right. Like, we should probably catch up.
Yeah.
He goes, what are you feeling? I'm like, oh, we'll just get a coffee or something, or maybe, like, get some lunch, you know? And he's like, yeah. Absolutely, great idea. I'm like, cool. Like, your neck of the woods, like, where are you traveling? He goes, I've seen this thing on TikTok, actually. I think we could go check it out.
Now we're talking. I do love TikTok.
I was just like, here we go. He goes, yeah, it's a robot cafe.
Oh. What's the menu, though? That's my first question.
Well, I was just like, well, you know what? I'm like, you know, I haven't seen him in a while. I'm like, you know what? I'll just agree. Like, sure. So we go to this robot cafe. While we're driving there, I'm like, so what is this? Like, is it like robot-themed food? Is it just robots? Is it toy robots? Are we being served by a robot? I have no idea. And he goes, oh, I have no idea either.
Finding out together.
We'll find out. He goes, the TikTok made it look cool, but I'm like, what was the TikTok? He goes, oh, there's a robot waiter. I'm like, oh, there you go. That's something. He goes, yeah, and they had toy robots everywhere. I'm like, yeah, cool. Is the food robot-themed as well? He goes, yeah, I don't know. I don't even know what the food's like. I don't even know what's
good. Oh, my God. That would be my first situation.
I thought of you and producer Shelby immediately.
I would never go into a food scenario blind like that. No way. I would be looking up a menu.
So we rock up, and after a very long argument, and this is something that you do not care about, but I'll bring it up on air because the few nerds that, like me, care. we were arguing what is the difference between a droid and a robot. Do droids count as robots? And also, like, there was, like, things that they had, like, set up in little displays, like a Dalek from Doctor Who, and they're like, that's a robot. I'm like, well, technically, no, it's an alien
Remember
species.
Remember that show, Robot Wars?
Yeah, they had some of that merch there. I'm not joking. They had like a Cyberman. I'm like, is that technically a robot? Not really. That's an alien species. It's not actually a robot. It's a whole race.
Okay, you've gone above my head now.
Yeah, okay. So let's get back to what you want to talk about, the food.
Absolutely,
so
the food.
We rock up. Waiter. Yep, there's a robot waiter there. All this like rock'em sock'em robot stuff.
What's
there.
What does a robot waiter wear? Because it can't be naked, surely.
No, it was.
Not.
It was just like a white plasticky looking robot.
No
thing.
Pants on or anything.
No pants. Well, it had wheel things.
Did it have a face?
A digital screen face. Yep. Yes, it did. Kind of like LED lights.
How tall was it? Was it taller than me?
Taller than me. Taller than you.
Yeah, that's terrifying.
It was massive. Because at first I thought the wall was moving and I'm like, oh, wait, that's the waiter coming around.
So does it like walk like one foot in front of the other and it's just like, it looks like a person taller than you and it just has a screen for
a face?
It's
on wheels, but it comes around and then it couldn't even get to us where we were seated. So an actual human had to come out and grab the food off its tray and give it to us. Food was okay.
So what was the food?
I just ordered a halloumi burger.
Oh, that sounds actually quite nice.
It was nice. It wasn't bad.
Don't like this, though, because does the robot have banter? Like, could you do a little funny, like...
No.
Oh, no, nothing.
Couldn't even serve us.
How does it take the order?
No, we had to go to the counter and talk to a human for that.
So what's the point of the robot?
Thank you, Carly.
You know what I mean?
We got there. Exactly what I said.
So we don't need robots. We all can continue as we are.
For now, I think we're okay.
Well, that's good to know.
Yeah, I think so. But, yeah, not in a hurry to get back. But there were some cool robots there. Also, a lot of things that don't count as robots. We'll talk about off air. Daleks and Cybermen and, you know what I mean?
No.
Entertain me.
That was the Alan and Carly podcast. This is it.